I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, July 31st. Father Bill's and Mainspring of Quincy has received its largest donation in the history of that organization. Father Bill's president and CEO, John Yaswinski, says they have received a $5 million donation from the Alvarium Foundation to put toward their efforts to combat homelessness. Alvarium Foundation is a private nonprofit philanthropic foundation based in Needham that was founded in 2018. The donation represents half of Father Bill's goal of raising $10 million to launch a more expansive campaign that tackles the root cause of the sharp rise in homelessness, which Yaswinski says is the lack of safe, stable, and affordable housing for the most vulnerable population. Yaswinski says part of their goal is to develop 150 units to support people experiencing homelessness. Alvarium Foundation also supported their new Yawkey Housing Resource Center in Quincy and a similar project in Brockton. A 16-year-old boy from Braintree has been accused of beating and breaking the jaw of another teen his age, allegedly over a teenage girl, at a Boston park earlier this year. The brutal attack is said to have happened after the boy's ex-girlfriend showed an interest in the victim. The two boys were, quote, best friends prior to the incident, according to the victim's mother. The accused teen was not identified because he's a juvenile. He was released on personal recognizance after his arraignment on a charge of assault and battery, causing serious injury in Dorchester Juvenile Court last week. A judge also ordered the boy to stay away from and have no contact with the victim. The 16-year-old victim has had numerous surgeries for the injury she suffered in that assault, including surgery to reconstruct his broken jaw. This happened on May 11th, about 1 p.m. Police took a report for an assault and battery at Pope John Paul Park on Hallett Street in Dorchester. The victim's mother told police that her 16-year-old son had been assaulted the night before. The mother told police her son had gone to the park to hang out and drink with his friends. During that gathering, the accused juvenile became upset. When his ex-girlfriend showed interest in the victim, the boy asked the victim to take a walk with him. That's when the assault occurred. The victim suffered multiple facial injuries, including several fractures and permanent damage to his teeth, requiring numerous surgeries, including reconstruction of his jaw. The accused teen is due back in court on August 27th. The town of Abington is requesting that the MBTA address safety concerns regarding train crossings in that town. Abington said in a statement this week there have been 35 incidents involving malfunctioning crossing gates, including gates that failed to lower when trains approached and gates that remained down long after the trains passed. In one recent incident, all seven crossings in town failed at once, forcing police officers to reroute traffic for an extended period of time. Abington's Board of Selectmen previously sent a letter to MBTA General Manager Phil Eng in spring of 2023, asking for help making safety improvements along Abington's seven commuter rail crossings. A few months later, the T announced they were committed to making safety upgrades across the state, following decades of crashes and deaths along the Kingston commuter rail line in Abington. Abington town manager Scott Lambiazzi hired transportation safety consultants in 2022 to study the town's railroad crossings following the death of 18-year-old Caitlin McCarthy in May. The Abington High School senior was hit and killed by a commuter rail train at Birch Street while walking across the tracks with a friend. One woman died after her SUV was struck by a commuter rail train on Center Avenue in April. The Eastern Equine Encephalitis virus has been detected in mosquitoes in Bridgewater. The news out of Bridgewater comes a week after state officials announced Triple E was detected in mosquitoes in Massachusetts for the first time this year. State public health officials notified Bridgewater town officials that a mosquito collected on July 22nd tested positive for Triple E. No human or animal cases of Triple E have been detected in Massachusetts so far this year. Bridgewater and most of southeastern Massachusetts are currently classified by the state as low risk for Triple E and West Nile virus. Town officials are working closely with state public health officials to monitor the situation. Triple E is a rare but serious, potentially fatal disease that can affect people of all ages. Triple E is generally spread to humans through the bite of an infected mosquito. The risk of infection is highest among people younger than 15 or older than 50. Lawmakers yesterday announcing a deal to increase pay for attorneys who represent indigent defendants, but at a lower level than bar advocates had been demanding since they stopped taking new cases 2 months ago. With the legislature's traditional August break quickly approaching, legislative leaders announced an agreement that would boost bar advocate pay by $20 per hour over 2 years, less than what the private attorneys had been demanding. The Committee for Public Counsel Services will also get an additional $40 million, which lawmakers said will allow it to more than double its existing workforce, in part to lessen the state's reliance on bar advocates. Legislative negotiators wove those raises into a deal on a fiscal year 2025 spending bill that emerged yesterday. The underlying legislation included funding for elder care, rental aid, hospitals, and more. Neither draft featured any language dealing with bar advocates' pay, but lawmakers were concerned enough by the crisis to add something brand new during the conference committee process. The panel met yesterday to approve a final deal. The House and Senate could take up the compromise bill and send it to Governor Healey in sessions that are planned for today. Cannabis regulators are hoping to hear from, quote, as many people as possible now that they've approved draft regulations that open the door to legal marijuana use at events and in social settings across the state. The Cannabis Control Commission voted late Tuesday afternoon to approve the regulations they spent multiple days combing through since they were first introduced in December. Commissioners authorized staffers to file the regulations with the Secretary of State's office, a step that is expected by tomorrow, and will kick off a required public comment process. The idea behind on-site social consumption is to allow adults to purchase a marijuana product and use it in the same location, much like purchasing alcohol at a bar or a cigar at a cigar bar. Allowing on-site consumption would provide legal locations for marijuana consumption to tourists staying in hotels and renters who are prohibited from smoking in their apartments. Officials have also said the sites could also give parents a place to smoke or consume marijuana without ever bringing it around their children. For the first 5 years, the licenses will only be available to applicants who qualify for the Cannabis Control Commission's Social Equity or Economic Empowerment Programs, micro-businesses, and craft marijuana cooperatives. The Commission said it will, in the coming weeks, accept written public comments and host a public hearing to enable people to weigh in. Details of the process and deadlines will be announced at the Commission's public meeting on August 14th. After reviewing the comments, the commission's expected to reconvene to vote on final regulations this fall. Massachusetts State Lottery raking in more money than expected during fiscal year 2025, even though sales were down slightly. According to the state treasurer, the lottery produced an estimated $1.065 billion in net profit for the Commonwealth from July 2024 through June 2025, exceeding the projected return of $1.05 billion. For the fifth year in a row, the lottery delivered more than $1 billion to Bay State cities and towns. Overall, lottery revenues rang in at an estimated $5.9 billion. That's about $200 million lower than the record of $6.1 billion that was set in fiscal 2024. Jackpot-driven games, Powerball and Mega Millions, are responsible for over 75% of the decrease in sales. However, Keno set a record with over $1.2 billion in sales. That's a 2.6% increase over fiscal 2024. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow was down 171. The NASDAQ rose 31. The S&P dropped 7. Asian stocks mostly lower after U.S. stocks slipped and doubts rose on Wall Street about whether the Fed will deliver economy-juicing cuts to interest rates by September. The dollar fell. The euro rose. Oil is up $70 a barrel. Sports, Red Sox trounced the Twins in Minnesota 13-1, and they're back home at Fenway tomorrow night at 7 for a series with the Astros. Forecast from the National Weather Service for today, increasing cloudiness with rain arriving later this afternoon at a high of 79. Tonight, rain could be heavy at times, so embedded thunderstorms are possible. Low tonight, around 60. Tomorrow, some showers in the morning, and then cloudy for the rest of the day, high 72. Sunshine returns on Saturday, high 77, and a sunny 84 on Sunday. For the boater, waves 2 feet, northeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, high tide 5.03 p.m. Sunrise 5.36, sets at 8.03. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, July 31st.